At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studios. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the incomparable John Ray. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. I come here to do this show for my ego. You have such a great intro.
We got to buy an extra pair of headsets and maybe a little larger size, like, you know, double X.
Well, my wife says I have a fat head anyway, so I may need that.
Really?
Yes.
That's not a good thing.
Well, it helps me pay attention.
Well, listen, we've got three great business leaders here. A couple familiar faces that we've seen before that we've never actually had on a show before, but feel like I've known them forever.
I know it. They're old friends of ours, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Or at least we're going to make believe they're old friends.
Well, let's see what they say.
Yeah. All right. Joining us on the program, we have Pat Check from Latitude 34, Steve Manley from Manley Land Design, and Lynn Davis from Enter Now. And we're going to start with a friend of ours, a friend of the show, an FOS, as folks like to say, Pat Check with Latitude 34 Company Communications. Pat, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Mike, and I'm glad to be an FOS. That sounds very hip and cool.
Yeah, you know, not everybody gets to be a FOS, so you're one of our FOSes. I hope that doesn't sound bad. We've had a lot of your clients, actually, on our show. We've never had you on the show, so talk about Latitude 34 and what your company does.
Well, we're a public relations firm. We've been around Alpharetta for about 5 years. Been in the PR business for a long, long time, but really enjoy being here in North Fulton. And shout out to North Fulton Business Radio X. It's a great place. We love to send our clients here because it allows them to get their story out. So that's Latitude 34. We're a full-service PR firm, seasoned professionals who help you tell your story.
All right. PR can mean different things to different people, and marketing, public relations always seems to be changing because of technology. So talk more about public relations and what does that entail?
Sure. And I'm just going to speak to public relations. Marketing, you know, it traditionally is a whole different thing with product and pricing. Public relations is really about relationships and developing those relationships with certain target audiences. You know, what we like to do is sit down with a company, get to know them, get to know what their business goals are, and then figure out how public relations can help them. And again, it's about relationships, whether it's with the media, the community, your employees, customers, potential customers. PR can help you get your message to those people.
Pat, we hear a lot about branding these days and the importance of branding, whether it's as a professional or a company. So how does PR help you with branding?
Well, we like to think that PR should be in charge of branding because branding is really the company's reputation, image, but more broad-based because it takes into account the logo, the design, the look, the feel of a website these days, your voice on social media. All of that should be consistent. And public relations can help support that function in the good times and in the bad times, which with a higher company profile, you definitely have the potential of more issues out there. So public relations really, really can support the branding and I think play an important role with that.
Back up for a second and let's talk about exactly some of what public relations means for people. I mean, what in terms of the tools of public relations in working with the media, what have you, define that for our listeners.
Sure. Well, public relations, again, is developing those relationships and a relationship with the media is an important one. You know, a lot of people think it's just sending press releases out to the media, but we do that. But in addition, we also like to target specific reporters who our clients can become a good resource for on a consistent basis. So if you're in the transportation business, we like to work with transportation reporters in providing a good resource for a number of different stories. And we work with the local media, hyperlocal media, national media, trade publications. Really just depends on who we're trying to reach. And media is, you know, again, we have traditional media, print, online, radio, TV, but we have so many other different media sources now. The outlets are almost endless. We have bloggers, we have online sites, you know, so you really have a lot of different places you can go to tell your story. I think what's important too is, and also in reaching out not only to the media, but all your target audiences, is listening also. Mike mentioned marketing. I think marketing and sales does send messages out, but PR also teaches us to listen to those audiences. What are their concerns? What are people saying about your brand online? Taking those concerns to heart and developing a PR strategy to make sure you're not only sending messages out, but you're listening and then maybe correcting any concerns or sending out different messages to those folks.
We're talking with Pat Check with Latitude 34 Company Communications here on North Fulton Business Radio. Some people get marketing and PR intertwined as one and the other. I've always thought over the years, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I know I'm simplifying, that to me, marketing was paying for advertising, basically, and PR is basically you're getting free exposure, knowing how to use the media to get free exposure. You mentioned press releases and things like that. Would that be kind of a correct assessment?
Well, I think it's part of it. I mean, of course, we like to make it more complicated, but you know, marketing is very broad-based and public relations should always work with marketing and sales to be successful for the company. It should be a team effort. So I think public relations really can help support a lot of things. Internal communications with employees. For example, if a company is going through, those employees want to know what's going on internally inside the company, not just externally, as you would with the media.
How does a company get started with PR? Let's say I'm listening right now, I'm a business owner. Where does it start? Obviously, with you, it'd start with a conversation. You need to get to know what they want to do. How does that conversation begin?
Well, as a conversation, that's a perfect way of doing it. You know, we like to talk to a business owner, the decision maker. What are your goals for the future? What are your business goals? And then how can PR help? We like to do more research. What is their competition doing? What's going on in the marketplace? What issues might that company be facing in the future or at the present? And then formulating our plans around that. You know, and again, people are bombarded by messages all the time. So we need to make sure our PR messages are very creative and get the attention that they need.
This may either be a great question, John, or I may look really dumb with this question, which would be the first time.
That's never stopped either of us before,
it's
right?
That's a good point. If I hire your company to handle my PR, do I still need to hire somebody to do my marketing?
I would say yes. In a general sense, I would say yes. Because again, I think marketing will help you with your sales effort. PR can support, but we're really broader based than that. We're really at a higher level, if I can say, helping that company's overall branding and communication needs. So I would say it's just because you want to communicate with your employees and those other internal audiences. So in a large company, PR usually works with human resources and marketing and sales and the legal team sometimes. So, you know, it really can be a lot more than just that specific sales.
So Pat, you mentioned a lot of different aspects to this. It's, you know, public relations is not just the newspaper. It's, you mentioned blogs, you mentioned trade journals, you mentioned social media. So I take it that part of what you bring to the table is crafting the message for the particular channel that makes the most sense for the client in their, given their vertical or industry or what have you.
Exactly. And it's not, like you said, not just the media, it's content creation also. You know, the media is not going to pick up on every bit of news that we give them. You know, we'd like to think they would, but that doesn't always happen. But, you know, these days we have so many other sources. We can develop our own news. Large companies have their own newsrooms. So it, maybe not on that level, but we can still, you know, create content for a company's website. We can help write blogs. We can help with e-newsletters, anything like that, that again is getting your message out. It's a combined effort. You know, you want to be able to take the messages as directly as you can, and then also use the media, which is still a great objective third-party kind of endorsement. So the media will always be important as well.
Okay, now I know one particular aspect of what you do you're passionate about, which is giving back to the community and helping businesses get the word out about the things they're doing in the community. So talk a little bit about that, particularly as it relates to small businesses, because I think sometimes they have frustrations about that, right?
And, well, and can I piggyback on your question?
Sure.
Because some small businesses, okay, they don't, you know, they'll give to charity or whatever, nonprofits, and they're not sure if they want the exposure. Well, I just don't want, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm bragging. As a PR person, I'm thinking, no, you want people to know this. So talk about that, balancing that.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because I think a lot of small business owners are, they're entrepreneurs in their own right, and they love what they do, but they don't always want to take, you know, they don't always want to be in the spotlight. They want the company to be in the spotlight. But so many small business owners are their companies. So it's important that that personality of the CEO shines through also. But giving back to the community, it's not only the right thing to do, it's also a great way to get exposure for your company. You need to be a little bit critical about how you select that organization. Pet companies do a great job about this. You know, they usually support Adopt-a-Pets or finding forever homes for pets, which makes sense because it ties to their business goals also. So, you know, for a small business owner, you know, get involved. Find something that you're passionate about. And it doesn't have to be $1 million that you're giving to a charity. It could be volunteer time. You know, heck, employees would love a volunteer day down at the local pet shelter or whatever you choose. Make it fun. It could be team building. And you get exposure for your company and the charity. And you're really helping out a good cause too.
That's great stuff, Pat. So talk a little bit for our listeners about the kind of clients you work with, and maybe particularly good fits for you and how a client works with you.
You know, mostly small to mid-sized businesses. You know, the best way to work with me is probably on a retainer basis. That way I'm kind of always actively looking for opportunities for you in the media, which we already talked about being very important. And then it also gives me access to what's going on in the company. What you may not think is newsworthy, you know, I may be able to take that and run with it. And it also lets me know when you do have issues, whether it's customer service issues. Since we're listening to our customers and other people, I can give you that feedback of things that may need to change in your business. You know, we like to work with small to mid-sized businesses, with a decision maker, with a marketing team. We don't specialize in any particular industry or generalists, and just really enjoy helping people get their story told.
All right. Well, for those that would like to find out more about you and your company and how you might be able to help their company, how can they find out more?
Sure. Our website is latitude34pr.com. And my email is pat@latitude34pr.com.
Great. Great stuff, Pat. Before I let you go, though, we talked about John's big head earlier. I want to get a big head now. You always say great things about Business Radio X. So wax poetic right now about Business Radio X and why it's a good vehicle for a lot of companies.
I don't know. Maybe I should get paid for
it. Put her on the spot now.
No?
I won't charge you for the water.
Okay, thanks. You know, it really is great because, look, we're here. You support businesses. And especially for small businesses, it's hard for them to get their message out. So this is just another vehicle for them to be able to do that without having to pay for advertising. And again, you're very supportive of businesses. So you help promote the podcast once it comes out and the show. So it's there for clients to use on their website, on their own social media. So John's shaking his head, so I must be doing a pretty good job. At
yeah,
describing that, this.
That's feeling good, Mike, isn't it? Doesn't it feel good?
And
I
that's
see your head getting bigger. As
that's
speak,
a take
Mike.
Right there. We're gonna pull that out and we're gonna throw that all over the place. Yeah, I mean, you get all the social media and everything else, and the podcast. Once it's out there, it's always out there. And
that's right.
You know, use your SEO and just. The great thing is people come on a show and you'll be able to type your name now and do a Google search. And hopefully on the first page, this interview will pop up.
Well, I'm going to put it on my LinkedIn page. That's for sure.
There you go.
There you go.
Pat, she knows what she's doing. Thanks again, Pat. Great to see you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take care of some business before we go on to Steve.
Yeah, Mike, I want to remind everyone that Ferratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more info, visit ferratech.com. That's ferratech.com. Ferratech, great people, remarkable service.
Not just great people, really great people over there at Ferratech.
Absolutely.
Our next guest, Steve Manley from Manley Land Design. Steve, welcome to the program. You do landscape architecture. Talk about your company and exactly what you do, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike. Well, I'm a landscape architect, and landscape architecture, I suppose, is a varied profession, but it's one that sometimes is a little misunderstood, I guess. I've been in business for 27 years. My office is right downtown Alpharetta, and we really enjoy what we do.
Now, landscape architect, is there a difference between that and a landscaper? Or just a more polished way to say landscaper? Is there a difference?
There is a difference.
Okay.
There is a difference. Actually, we're licensed by the state. You can't call yourself a landscape architect. I suppose you could, but you can't legally call yourself a landscape architect unless you're licensed. And the licensure takes an exam and a certain amount of education. So we are licensed to provide site design, grading, stormwater calculations, stormwater retention. So there is a health safety factor involved, and that's why we're licensed.
Okay, so you mentioned grading and things like that. So it's not just planting a tree here, planting a bush there, or a little flower garden here.
That's correct.
There really is some design and some work there.
There is.
So who is your typical client?
Well, most of our clients come from civil engineers where we team up and work on a project, or architects where we'll team up. We do work directly for developers sometimes. A lot of our work is mixed use, retail. That's really where our niche is. We provide landscape design, irrigation design, and hardscape design. Hardscape meaning those areas between buildings that pedestrian access. So we're designing what that material, what those hardscape materials are, how they look, benches, walls, that kind of thing. So
Steve, let's back up and talk about your experience. I mean, you've had your own firm for a long time. You've obviously are passionate about landscape architecture. So talk a little bit about what got you into this field and your experience in it.
Going off to college, I had no idea what a landscape architect was. I thought maybe I wanted to be a forester, and I loved art. I loved art in high school, but I thought, yeah, you can't make a living doing, you know, providing art. So I was just doing some research and found landscape architecture, and it was just perfect for me. It's been a great meld ever since. Like I said, we've been in business since 1989. Before the business, I worked for a large landscape architectural firm down in South Florida and really got a good education there. And then I worked for a golf course architect for 7 years. And most of that work was large-scale master planning of residential developments and golf developments. And I really love that work. But at the time, there was only so many golf courses that could be supported. So 89 is when I started my own company.
Cool. So talk about the importance of landscape design for a business? I mean, why is that important? That maybe seems like an obvious question, but talk a little bit about what that does for a business or a property.
When a commercial property is being designed, even before you can get a grading permit, you have to have a landscape design. So, and each municipality has their own requirements for landscape. So that's where we come in. We develop a landscape and irrigation design that is permitted, and it meets the specific requirements of the municipality. So beyond that, certainly landscape is your first shot at a business. That's what you see before you even walk in the door. So if you want to have street appeal, if you want to set a tone, certainly you can do that with your landscape in front of your building.
So part of what you're doing, and this is something where I'm learning here, which is not unusual, you're really helping clients not with the actual design, but with the permitting that Correct. They need. So you handle all that for a client.
Absolutely. Right. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking with Steve Manley. He's the president of Manley Land Design. Are there mistakes that you have seen? Maybe you're driving by places that are that maybe some companies are doing when it comes to their landscape design. We're not going to call anybody out, but things that you see that listen, you don't want to do this, and here's why.
Yeah, I suppose, and you know, design is very subjective. So, you know, I may see something that I don't think is appropriate, and others may feel like it's fine. But yeah, there are designs that lack some imagination.
You're not going to get him to tell.
I'm trying to pull it out of Steve. Don't be nice, Steve. I mean, what is something that you see that's like, I personally would not do that. That's not what I like.
Okay, if we're talking specifically landscape design.
Nope, nobody hears the show anyway. Don't worry about it. Just say whatever you want.
You have one tree, and then you have one shrub, and then you have one tree, and you have, you know, and they're all different. You know, design has to have some rhythm. It has to have some texture. It has to have some context to where you're designing. And all that takes a little bit of thought.
Can you give us the name of a company that does that right now?
Manly Land Design.
I'm just messing with you right now. Can you talk about maybe one of the more interesting or even challenging projects that you ever worked on?
Yeah, right now we're working on a project down in Pine Mountain called Impact 360. It's an interesting project. It was it's an educational institution, and it was founded by John and Trudy White. Trudy is of Truett Cathy. And so there's a Chick-fil-A connection with that college down there. I'll call it a college. They call it an institution. They came up with this gap year program for kids coming out of high school before they go to college to determine, you know, who they are, what direction they want to go, really a good foundation kind of program before kids go off to college. Really, really got good traction down there, and they're developing an entire campus down there now. And we've been fortunate to be involved in that. Other than the landscape and hardscape designs that we've been doing, there's a really fascinating courtyard in the middle of the educational building. It's round, 25 feet in diameter. So it's not a big place, but it's all glass. You're looking into it from the lobby area of the building, but it's outdoors. So it's open to the sky. So our charge was to create a outdoor classroom within the educational building. So we used all natural materials. You won't see any chairs. You won't see any tables. Everything that they sit on is either a boulder or a low retaining wall. Water feature, plant material. It's just a beautiful little environment. It was a stretch to do that within a small area, but a real fun project as a landscape architect.
And you mentioned this is in Pine Mountain?
Pine Mountain.
So where's the scope of where you can do your work? I mean, you're obviously working outside Atlanta as well.
I am. One of our biggest clients is Chick-fil-A. We've been working with Chick-fil-A for 25 years. And so we do work with them from West Palm Beach, Fargo, North Dakota, which gets to be a challenge sometimes selecting plant material. But and that's a little unusual. Most of our work is in the Southeast. So we we will stretch across the southeastern states.
Okay. So, Steve, we have to talk about the terms green and sustainability, right? Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how your industry and maybe you yourself are responding to some of those desires that customers have to be green and sustainable.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of smile sometimes when I hear that, because as landscape architects, we've always prided ourselves in being very responsible designers of land, stewards of land, so to speak. And so when the big green movement happened, it was like, finally, people are understanding what we've been saying all along. And so I never felt like we were trying to catch up to the green movement, to the sustainability movement. We always understood that where you live, where we develop needs to be in tune, in harmony with nature, with what goes on, with the natural systems that we have to work with.
Again, we're talking with Steve Manley, Manley Land Design. For those companies out there that might need your services, I assume, does it start with a consultation of some sort?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, there would be a conversation that we would have. Most of our work, we're able to identify exactly what needs to happen, and it's a set fee kind of a situation.
Okay, how can people get in contact with you, and how can they find out more about Manley Land Design?
You can find out more by going to manleylanddesign.com. Or my email is smanley@manleylanddesign.com.
And Manley, M-A-N-L-E-Y. Steve, thank you for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, we're in the Roswell Infinity Studios.
We are? Oh, yes, we are.
Look at the wall, right?
Yes. Well, look at the wall. Look at the microphones. Look at everywhere.
Look everywhere. Just look everywhere. And know, folks, that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, great stuff, John. Our next guest, Lynn Davis from Enter Now, and it's Enter with a capital N, TER. Now, Enter Now, and I was reading up about your company. I find it fascinating. So, Lynn, welcome to the show. Talk about what your company does. You're in the real estate market, obviously, but what is Enter Now?
Well, Enter Now is an interesting entrepreneurial concept where we've put together a product that allows the public to tour vacant spec homes, either builder homes or resale homes that realtors have listed. And they can do so without an agent present. They can actually tour on their own, independently, at their convenience. And we've done so now for almost 8 years, keeping the homes safe at the same time as letting the public and agents in these homes.
Okay, so here's the situation. I've bought homes in the past, and we're going around, and we're looking at new homes, and it may be after hours or whenever there's not a realtor present. And so you peek through the windows, and maybe you check and see if the door is locked, and usually it's always locked. And sometimes, you know, you go around back to see if maybe there's an unlocked door so you can walk through the house and see it. Not saying that I've done it, but maybe I have. So you can go, not have to deal with a real estate agent, and go to a house. And you're saying you can actually get in the house
sure.
to see it. So how do you get in the house?
Well, let's start at the beginning first. When you're looking for a home these days, you start on the internet, right? And you're looking for the property and the price range that you're looking in the area. And when you catch something catches your eye, you immediately want to drive by it and
right.
see it for real.
You don't want to wait.
Right. And often, you don't necessarily want to talk sales yet. You don't, you know, you're still in the research period. In fact, there's some forest research says that people want to be 85% of the way through their decision-making before they want to talk to a salesperson. So since most people are like that, a home buyer is doing a lot of traveling around and searching on the internet on their own. So with Enter Now, they see a bright orange sign in front of a home that invites them to tour now. It says, why wait? Tour now. And simply, they just go to the front door and either download our app or call the call center, whichever they feel most comfortable with. And then we verify their identity. And once they pass that check, we give them a one-time use code to let themselves into the home and tour on their own.
Very interesting. You know, kind of meshing technology with the home buying experience.
So you keep people from like Mike from breaking in the back door, all right? That's really what you do.
You know, I've been a realtor for 20 years. And I once had a customer who was so anxious to get into a new home. She went around the back, tried the windows, climbed through a window, and appeared at the front door where we were standing because she really wanted to see that home. You don't have to do that today with EnterNow. There are builders and realtors that use EnterNow all over the city, and all you have to do is see an orange sign and know you can stop. And you know, the users, the visitors who use our service tell us what they like most about it. It's convenient for them. They may only have, you know, a short period of time, you know, that they're driving through. They don't have to wait for an appointment or wait for the realtor to arrive. They can scoot in, take a look at the home, and be out in 5 minutes if they're heading to an appointment, or they can do it at their own pace, which I think is a really interesting concept that they tell us how important that is. Because when you think about it, they want to fall in love with the home that interests them. They want to take their time, envision their family having holiday meals in that dining room. Is it big enough? Is the couch, you know, they've got a really large couch. Is it going to fit in that family? Oh, it looks fabulous in the family room. And I can see us having popcorn and watching the big screen over the fireplace. So because they're doing this on their own and they can dream, the house sells itself. And that's what the builders have been really excited about, is once people tour through these homes on their own, they're more likely to then, when they're ready to buy, come back and want to talk turkey about, can we get that one with the basement or whatever?
I think this is a game changer for your industry, to be honest with you. A couple of quick questions. Number one, you're saying, so I drive by a house, I see the big orange sign, and I go on, I download the app. And so you're saying within minutes, it's pretty quick. I can fill it out and I can get that code. So I don't have to wait an hour or a day or anything like that. Within minutes. Am I correct about that?
Oh, yes. In fact, our study right now, we just launched the app about 6 weeks ago. People are doing about the app in about 2 minutes between downloading it, putting in their information, answering the verifying questions that make sure that we know exactly who they are, because there are some questions that we think only they can answer. And then we give them a code to punch themselves in. 2 minutes.
What's the reception been from home builders? Has there been some concerns about people being able to get into the homes anytime they want without a realtor present?
You know, that was when we first launched years ago. People were concerned about it. But what they did is they came by and mystery shopped us and found out how easy it was and talked, you know, to other builders and all. And so we've had great acceptance here in the Atlanta area. And would you believe we even have builders from outside the state that come down to Atlanta because we're such a vibrant market. And they shop the builders here and see what, you know, what's on homes, you know, what's in homes here. And then they go home and order EnterNow once they see it also. So we're in 7 states and hopefully going national this year.
So Lynn, let's back up and talk about your background, because on LinkedIn, doing a little looking at you, you're a realtor and a real estate entrepreneur. So talk about that journey and how you developed this idea.
Love to. You know, some people put on an entrepreneurial hat, but I've been wearing one almost all my life. When I graduated from college, I immediately went into an MBA program at Syracuse University so that I could take entrepreneurial science courses in 1980. I mean, I wanted to have my own company. I wanted to be an innovator. And then I ended up in the corporate world doing that for other people for 20 years. When I thought I needed to change, I ended up in real estate because I thought, well, it's a step toward my own company. And I've been an innovator in this industry and have won awards. But it was about 10 years ago where honestly, you know, what did they say? The mother of invention is necessity. I had a builder who had 2 homes in Brookhaven and he was stressed beyond belief. He was going to go bankrupt if I didn't sell his 2 homes. I was trying to figure out, how could I do this? I can see that the flyer boxes were emptying out. People were pulling flyers, but they weren't calling me to actually set up an appointment to walk through the home. So they were settling for peeking in the windows or looking for the garage door being loose or something. I said, there's got to be a better way to help them into the homes. And also, then the home can sell them, you know, because otherwise they're making the decision based on the facade, what they can see through a window. That's not much. So I married some technology together, found someone who could build it for me, and we rolled it out, and I applied for a patent and all. And just as the market fell apart, oh, timing. So it was, though, also an opportunity, as they say. SunTrust decided that they would use us as a way to sell the homes that builders were handing back to them. So we were on SunTrust REOs all over the outside of Atlanta, Macon, Flowery Branch, you know, you name it. We were all over. It's providing service to the agents who are managing those properties and allowing buyers in to see the property without anyone on site. It was a hit. And we did that for many years. And through that, we were able to test the whole process and find out exactly how to make this a very safe and secure process, even for the home. So that's where we began. Last year, we launched the apps, which have been wildly successful, and we felt that our old name, Call a Key, just didn't work anymore. People didn't have to call, and it's keyless. Oh, my. So we rebranded as Enter Now, and again, still bright orange signs providing the same service.
So, Lynn, one of the aspects of that story you just told about being the realtor for a builder and trying to sell those homes gets to a thought I had. It sounds like you're making the real estate agent more productive. You're not really trying to get rid of a realtor at all here. You're really making their job a lot easier.
You know, we're doing a number of things that are helping the realtor. When you think about it, the realtor now has more people walking through their homes. So that means the home sells more quickly and they have more information about the customer who's going through than if they just left the properties wide open. Then who's going through? They have no idea. The second thing is we just received an award from the National Association of Home Builders at the International Builders Conference, because we're actually helping to make the realtor's job safer. You know, those on-site salespeople work in isolated areas, you know, whatever, lots of hours, and often have to lock up homes in the dark, et cetera, which is putting them at risk. And because EnterNow keeps the homes locked, they don't have to do that any longer. Also, if their intuition is sparking, you know, I don't like that necessarily how that person looks. I'm worried about taking that person into a home. They can now send that person down to use the Enter Now lock. And the system will verify that person's identity. The agent sees a text right away that John Doe just went into that home. She knows he's safe. There's no way that anyone there for nefarious purposes is going to go through the identity verification questions and leave a trail behind them. So therefore, we're making the job much safer, and it's the first time that the SAFE Award has ever been given to a product that makes the on-site salespeople's jobs safer. So we're all about that. We're very passionate. I personally had an incident where I came very close to the man who he went from Stone Mountain out to Paulding County to rob some people, decided to go to a subdivision. It was a Morrison Homes subdivision that I actually happened to be in that day, doing an inspection with the buyers and an inspector. He went to that sales center, and because it was like a builder office also, he went down the street to another Morrison Homes, robbed the two young women, and murdered them. I came that close. He could have come up the street where I was and done the same to us. And so I've been very passionate about finding ways to make their job safer throughout the years. But on the other hand, happier note, I'm also making home buyers happy because they're all of a sudden have a much more convenient and fun way to look at homes.
And you're working, of course, with builders. You don't have all the builders involved just yet. Still a brand new app and so forth. So if you want to promote some of the builders that you're actually working with right now, eventually, I mean, this could grow nationwide, of course.
And we really hope it does.
Yes.
We're in many builders communities here in Atlanta, but just to pull out a few, you know, Belmore Park up, it's being built by the Providence Group, is one of the most beautiful subdivisions up in Johns Creek, practically the whole north side, and they've won lots of awards from the local HBA association. You'll see several houses in there that are on the Enter Now system. Edward Andrews uses us everywhere. In their Harlow community, on Old Roswell Road is a townhome community. Beautiful. We're even on the models where you can actually walk through, see the gorgeous ways that they have appointed those homes. And again, they're not peeking in the windows. They're looking at the high quality building that's taking place and also how to decorate these their own home when they buy one of those townhomes or houses. You'll see us in Pulte communities, especially the John Whelan division, Lennar, Brockbuild Homes, and lots of other builders here in Atlanta.
Okay. And once you get download the app and put all your information in the first time to go to multiple homes, it's you don't have to put everything in again. I assume it's just now we're at this home, just put in the address or something. And
what we have is a property ID on each
door.
They put in the property ID and their password, and they're immediately given the one-time use code to let themselves in.
Okay. Lynn, for people that want to know more about the product and the service, where can they get more information?
You know, I think as a home buyer, the best place to go is download our app, which is NTERNOW, from either the iOS store or Google Play. And you'll actually see the little map icon at the bottom, and you can see where all the Enter Now homes are and start your tour. Go for it.
That's awesome. Again, it's Enter Now, no E at the beginning. It's just N-T-E-R Now, Enter Now. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for letting me talk all about this innovation.
Oh, I loved hearing about that. I think that is actually a very cool thing she's doing.
That was very cool. Yeah. I mean, it's great to be around here and hear all the innovation that's going on in Alpharetta and the Atlanta area generally.
Absolutely. Well, again, a big thank you to Lynn Davis with Enter Now, also Pat Check with Latitude 34 Company Communications, and Steve Manley with Manley Land Design. Want to remind our listeners that you can listen to this show anytime you want at your convenience. Not just Enter Now is convenient, we're convenient as well. Listen to any of our shows 24/7 by going to North Fulton Business Radio X. com. We also want you to follow us on Facebook. We also want you to follow us on Twitter. We have a YouTube channel for our Gwinnett Business Radio X studio. So please go there and sign up for that as well. And hopefully soon we'll be adding video to our North Fulton studio. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
And we're also on iTunes. So please subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a rating if you like us. Give us a rating, please.
If it's a bad rating, don't rate us.
Yes. But we hope you'll subscribe to us there and listen to us on your phone while you're
stuck iPad?
In some of this Atlanta traffic.
Yeah. No, Atlanta doesn't have traffic. What are you talking about?
Well, not in the middle of the night, but
just
otherwise.
Just a little bit.
Right.
All right, John, appreciate it very much. Let's do it again next week for John Ray and Trey Odom. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.